All right, Proverbs 25:28. Last verse of chapter 25, and then we'll jump over to 29:11, which is similar. 25:28, similar theme. Okay, like a city that is broken into and without walls. You guys remember the proverb that we did on that with Solomon? What was the idea of a city that's without walls? Someone was lazy, right? And what did that do to the city? A thief came in the night. Very good. Okay, so yes, like a thief in the night. I can hear the Bad Christian movie right now. So it's defenseless, it's useless, okay? Now this isn't comparing it to a city, this is comparing it to what? What's the part B about? No self-control. So similar to a city that's defenseless and susceptible to attack is a man who has no control over his spirit, okay? It's the word ruah. You guys remember the word we've talked about before in here? Wind, breath, or spirit in the Old Testament, that is what was added on to Abraham's name. There's not a ton of significance, but just so you guys can see the word. We're going to see the same word in 29:11. Go to your right a couple chapters. Read that. Okay, so you even hear that word used there. A fool gives, yours says spirit, mine says loses his temper. Anybody else got a different translation? Anger. Okay. So what's the idea here? What's the nugget of truth in both of these? What are we called to do with our spirit? Control it. Okay? Derek Kidner, by the way, if you guys want a great commentary on Proverbs or anything Old Testament, Derek Kidner, K-I-D-N-E-R, is phenomenal. Okay? He writes in the Tyndale Old Testament series. He does Psalms as well. So, and Rick is the Psalms expert and says he's great in Psalms. He says it's not just merely anger that's checked. It's not as if this individual who has these unctions, right, just merely checks it, but it's the idea of he overcomes the anger. They go to battle and he wins, not anger. Okay, so it's not just he bypasses it or placates it. He wins the battle. The idea is, as individuals, we all have in us a temper or something in us, a spirit within us that can be uncontrolled. It could be any root issue that you want to pick, right? And if we let that root issue win the battle, we are like a city without walls. We are those that lose our spirit. We have no control, and we are susceptible as a city. We are completely defenseless. And the godly example is those that say, listen, we know the flesh is there, right? We know we have those core issues. But when we as believers are able to overcome our flesh with the spirit in a New Testament context, that is what makes us profitable and useful to God, okay? So think about that, right? You guys can name gazillions of individuals that probably have ruined their lives because they had no control over their life, right? Who you can think of probably professional athletes that, gosh, who's the guy in the Miami Dolphins right now that's like completely making an idiot of himself because he couldn't hold back his tongue, incognito, right? Who just said what he felt about people in the locker room. And he's an idiot, right? And he could not overcome his spirit. And he's probably, his career is probably going to be in the toilet. And there's other guys, a quarterback from Florida State I heard leaving here yesterday, brought up on a rape charge because he raped a gal in college. And it's now coming forth. And because he had no control over his spirit, that can be fleshly in that sense. It can be money, it can be anger, it can be lust, it can be pick your issue, okay? But Solomon admonishes those that are going to succeed in life to learn how to have self-control, okay?
So you're saying, like, if you're angry, you need to make yourself
angry? No, because anger isn't a sin, per se. Jesus was angry in the temple and demonstrated that anger by his actions. So it's not necessarily a thing to say to be angry or to feel those things is wrong. That's okay. Okay, it's what we do with it that determines whether or not it's now a sin issue. So to feel those things, and I think in Christ's case, there's a righteous anger that came out that was appropriate. But when we lose our top and let the flesh take over, and our anger is now unabated, and it flies off the handle or pick the issue, that's where now it turns into a sin issue. So for those of you guys that feel that, like, that if you have anger issues or whatever, or that temptation, you know kind of where that line is. And when you say, you know what, I need to not speak right now because it's going to come across in a way that is my flesh is about to speak and not my spirit. So it's not that you become unangry, right? This isn't like Buddha meditation. It's like, no, the flesh wants to do this. The spirit says, restrain that and walk with me and don't speak right now, even though you feel so compelled to do whatever. Does that make sense?
How does the people of the more overly charismatic church translate this? Because in Sanger, there's a lot of churches that are, you know, you go to worship, and, I lost myself in the worship, so I was just...
I don't know. I've heard Brad make a great observation on that, talking about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5 or 6, whatever it is. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and what else? Self-control. And he talks about the idea that the fruits of the Spirit, this isn't a shelf that you pick and choose which one you want. It's a package deal. So if the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that guides us, which is what that is in reference to, if one of the attributes of the Spirit is self-control, then worshiping the Spirit without self-control would seem counterintuitive. That's not right. So if that is what the Spirit is supposed to display in us when it is reigning in us and through us, then how is that the case, right? That's like to say, well, yeah, I have zero self-control. Well, I just lose control, right? Or I'm not good anymore. That's the same argument, right? To say, well, Mike, that's counterintuitive to what God says He's supposed to, the fruit that's supposed to arrive in your life when you obey God. So something, there's dashboard lights that are saying, no, something's inconsistent. So here, I don't know, but like the Galatians piece, I go, yeah, that makes a lot more sense to me. So, cool. All right. So for those of you, like me, that have sin issues in your life, some of you I think do, some of you may not, I don't know. Remember that, right? We are called as believers to wrestle that beast down. Not on our own, but through the power of the Spirit. And whatever that core issue is for you or core issues, remember that. The godly man or woman is the one that says, you know what? No. I'm going to walk in the Spirit right now and not in the flesh, and I'm going to do battle. And that battle's hard. Okay? So, thoughts to ponder. Cool? All right.